We're revitalizing a grove of giant sequoias in Yosemite, repairing the Lincoln Memorial, and enhancing the iconic entrance to our first national park at Yellowstone. As president, I'm proud to have built upon America's tradition of conservation. We've protected more than 265 million acres of public lands and waters, more than any administration in history. We've recovered endangered wildlife species and restored vulnerable ecosystems. We've designated new monuments to Cesar Chavez in California and Pullman Porters in Chicago, and the folks who stood up for equality at Stonewall in New York, to better reflect the full history of our nation. And we've got more work to do to preserve our lands, culture, and history. So we're not done yet. As we look ahead, the threat of climate change means that protecting our public lands and waters is more important than ever. Rising temperatures could mean no more glaciers in Glacier National Park, no more Joshua trees in Joshua Tree National Park. Rising seas could destroy vital ecosystems in the Everglades, even threaten Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. So, in the coming years and decades, we have to have the foresight and the faith in our future to do what it takes to protect our parks and protect our planet for generations to come. Because these parks belong to all of us, and they're worth celebrating, not just this year, but every year. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend, and see you in the parks.